Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to obtain public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules relating to safety and sanitation guidelines. This hearing is being held in room 209 of the Business and Professions Division at 405 Blacklake Boulevard Southwest, Olympia, Washington, at approximately 10:44 a.m. on December 4, 2015. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice WSR 15-21-015, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on October 12, 2015. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 1816-030, RCW 43-24023, and RCW 43-24086. My name is Susan Collard, and my title is Administrator of the Professional Licensing Support Services Unit of the Business and Professions Division. Assistant Director of the Business and Professions Division has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today: Catherine McDaniel, Assistant Administrator; Doran Maniz, Program Manager; and Cameron Dalmas, Administrative Assistant. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on the table at the back of the room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from the industry. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. And I will read off the names as written in order who have indicated that they would like to testify. So I'd like to call Tina Evans.
Tina Evans from Everett Community College Classroom Metrology Program. I'm in favor of the rules as they've been written and updated, and I just want to make sure that I clarify that the 100 hours for both the manicuring and aesthetic remains in the rules. I think it helps maintain a high standard for the cosmetology industry and our license. I believe it offers a clear separation between the new hair design license and the cosmetology license. And as one of the audience members was stating before the hearing started, it's going to provide a much clearer pathway for students that want to receive the hair design license and then an opportunity to move on to cosmetology. I also think for the students, it really does protect them when they come into a school and ask, what is the difference between hair design license and cosmetology license? And being able to show them the difference and really what they're going to get for the money that they pay.
Thank you. Megan Peterson.
Good morning. Megan Peterson, Master Esthetician. I'm here representing Multicare Health System. We have three locations that employ master estheticians, and I am here in support of the rule changes. Industry standard is no longer the MSDS, and that's part of what we had taken out in the workshop. So the SDS is the industry standard, and also the word sanitized, I'm definitely in support of taking that out and being, again, with industry standard. So full support for that.
Thank you. So I will ask the audience one more time. Is there anyone who would like to come forward to testify? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments.